Civil war in the Ivory Coast has split the country. It also has shut down commerce in the north, and in the south, West African goods have been blocked from the port of Abidjan. The cocoa harvest could also be affected. Ivory Coast is the world's largest producer of cocoa. The fighting also is threatening regional stability. From Abidjan, NPR's Jason Bobium reports.
The rail lines and roadways which connect Ivory Coast's northern neighbors, Mali, Burkina Faso, and even Niger, to the commercial hub of Abidjan were severed when the fighting broke out on September 19th. Rebels now control the country's north, and northern residents who happen to be in Abidjan or elsewhere in the south are now stuck there. One of those is Henri Pouche, a French businessman who has lived in Ivory Coast for 29 years and runs an electrical transformer factory in Bouaké, the nation's second largest city and now the rebels' stronghold.
I think that for now everything is on standby due to the events. Ivory Coast is a beautiful country that I like very much, so I wish it will revive. Ivory Coast didn't deserve this.
The crisis has certainly spooked cocoa commodity traders, pushing world cocoa prices to 17-year highs. The cocoa harvest, which is set to begin soon, relies heavily on immigrants from throughout West Africa to pick the beans, but the rebellion has divided the nation along ethnic lines and spawned anti-immigrant sentiment. Hundreds have been killed in the fighting, and the president called on citizens not to attack foreigners. In this climate, it's unclear whether growers will be able to find enough migrant labor to harvest the crop. Swami Janya from Liberia says she's afraid to stay in the country.
They have burned all our houses. We don't have anything. We left everything in the house. I have my baby and my husband. That's all I came here with.
She's staying in a United Nations safe house, but says all she wants is to leave the Ivory Coast. The government of Niger said this week it's making plans to evacuate 700,000 of its citizens. Estrid van Ganderstort, with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees West Africa Office, says as many as 200,000 people have been uprooted by the fighting.
We've seen Liberian refugees that we had here return to Liberia, even though the situation in Liberia is not at all safe, but they obviously deemed the situation safer there than here.
For many years, the Ivory Coast was known as a very hospitable country. Van Ganderstort says the climate has now changed to one of fear and distrust.
I think the Switzerland of West Africa, it's not that anymore. And Cote d'Ivoire is not known as that anymore. But no, nobody expected this to happen and such violence to occur. And I think everybody has been shaken up and taken by surprise.
The central market in Abidjan is a maze of shacks and open stalls. The area still bustles, with women selling everything from bananas to bras. Children wash lettuce in open tubs, and taxi drivers try to find one more passenger to crowd into their cabs for a run to the suburbs. While this commerce continues, the large hotels are now practically empty. A decade ago, they hosted businessmen from around the globe. In April, U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell told a delegation of 42 African ministers that capital is a coward. It does not want to be around conflicts. Mohamed Ibn Chambas, the executive secretary of the Economic Community of West African States, says Ivory Coast has been an example of successful economic development on a continent better known for its failures. He said much could be lost in this conflict.
I mean, you have to take into account what is at stake. Democracy and constitutional governance in this country, and a fairly successful model of economic development in West Africa, a model of peace and stability for many years.
For decades, from the 1960s through the 1990s, integration and prosperity went hand in hand. Ivory Coast prospered in part because it welcomed immigrants and worked to integrate ethnic groups. Chambas says Africa can't afford to let such a model of stability fail. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Abidjan.